Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNairtney moves to third. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull bunts towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia strikes out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foy takes first base on ball 4. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. Stang strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards short. Elia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry is walked intentionally. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. Elia strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Conigliaro moves to third. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Conigliaro tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from McNairtney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano pinch hits for Al Weiss. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-2 in the game. Stang takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Eddie Casco. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Jones moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee who is chasing the ball. Conigliaro reaches third base with a triple. Jones scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli now playing shortstop. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.